Journal Entry 95. I don't have all of the details of the mail war, and this is only my recollection of what happened. The feuds between Gang USA and Gang UPS began small. At first, no one realized there was even a problem. A couple of mail carriers had their mail bags stolen. This was one of the first efforts to keep the mail from being delivered. Gang USA and Gang UPS responded by sending their mail carriers out in teams instead of a single mail carrier. This declined the number of stolen mail bags. It didn't matter which side of Pass Road you were from. If you were a mail carrier, people worshipped you. People began to volunteer to be mail carriers. The more mail carriers there were, the more locations that could be covered. The leaders from both gangs, USA and Gang UPS, both set their goals to cover a majority of the surrounding area. A few other gangs attempted to set up mail depots, but they were put out of business really quickly. Rival gangs burnt down their kiosks and the proprietor was beaten to discourage mail delivery. The mail carrier occupation was suddenly an extremely dangerous job to hold. People began to take sides with either Gang USA or Gang UPS. Small bands of sympathizers set out to destroy the opposing gang's mail carriers. Propaganda spread detailing the awful deeds of Gang USA and Gang UPS. Fights suddenly became commonplace over which gang was the actual victim in the mail war. Maddie.